Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is April the 11th. My name is Hunter, and we are taking kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, starting in Genesis and going all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 18, verses 1 through 14, and then verse 33, and we'll finish our reading in Psalms 145, verse 9. In today's reading, David's army finally defeats Absalom's army, and Absalom, David's son, is killed. How do you think David will respond? His son has been trying to kill him, and now his son is dead. Let's read about it now in 2 Samuel. David now mustered the men who were with him and appointed generals and captains to lead them. He sent the troops out in three groups, placing one group under Joab, one under Joab's brother Abishai, son of Zeruiah, and one under Ittaiah, the man from Gath. The king told his troops, "I'm going out with you." But his men objected strongly. "You must not go," they urged. "If we have to turn and run, and even if half of us die, it'll make no difference to Absalom's troops. They will be looking only for you. You are worth 10,000 of us, and it is better that you stay here in the town and send help if we need it." "If you think that's the best plan, I'll do it," the king answered. So he stood alongside the gate of the town, and all the troops marched out in groups of hundreds and of thousands. And the king gave this command to Joab, Abishai, and Ittaiah, "For my sake, deal gently with young Absalom." And all the troops heard the king give this order to the commanders. So the battle began in the forest of Ephraim, and the Israelite troops were beaten back by David's men. There was a great slaughter that day, and 20,000 men laid down their lives. The battle raged all across the countryside, and more men died because of the forest than were killed by the sword. During the battle, Absalom happened to come upon some of David's men. He tried to escape on his mule, but as he rode beneath the thick branches of a great tree, his hair got caught in the tree. His mule kept going and left him dangling in the air. One of David's men saw what had happened and told Joab, "I saw Absalom dangling from a tree." "What?" Joab demanded. "You saw him there and didn't kill him? I would have rewarded you with 10 pieces of silver and a hero's belt." "I would not kill the king's son for even 1,000 pieces of silver," the man replied to Joab. "We all heard the king say to you and to Abishai and Ittaiah, 'For my sake, please spare young Absalom.' And if I had betrayed the king by killing his son, and the king would certainly find out who did it, you yourself would be the first to abandon me." "Enough of this nonsense," Joab said. Then he took 3 daggers and plunged them into Absalom's heart as he dangled still alive in the great tree. The king was overcome with emotion. He went up to the room over the gateway and burst into tears. And as he went, he cried, "Oh, my son Absalom! My son Absalom! If only I had died instead of you! Oh, Absalom, my son, my son!" What a sad story that is. Even though Absalom had acted horribly toward his father, David the king did not rejoice at the news of his son's death. David loved his son, even though Absalom had done nothing to deserve it. God's like that. God loves us like this, even though we don't deserve it. Even though we sadden him daily whenever we disobey him, God still loves us. Thank God today that his wonderful love for us and kindness knows no limits. No matter what we do, God loves us. God actually loves us at our very worst. How about that? God loves us at our worst. That, my friends, is something to be thankful for today. That, my friends, is something that can change our life if we truly understand that. God loves you at your worst. Nothing can change that. That's who he is. Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've gone through another day in the Word of God. Tomorrow, the Daily Radio Bible for Kids plans to be right back here doing the same thing. I hope you join me. Until that time, go forward knowing that God loves you at your worst. Nothing can change that. Well, until tomorrow, you be blessed. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.